This is Akashvani. The news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off 3 Vande Bharat trains today through video conferencing. Realizing the vision of Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat, the state-of-the-art Vande Bharat Express will improve connectivity on 3 routes, Meerut-Lucknow, Madurai-Bengaluru and Chennai-Nagarkoil. These new Vande Bharat trains will provide people with world-class means of travel, offering speed and comfort while catering to the 3 states of Uttar Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. Our correspondent reports that the Vande Bharat Express between Meerut and Lucknow will have 8 coaches and cover the journey in around 7 hours 15 minutes. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate a 2-day national conference of district judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will unveil a stamp and coin commemorating 75 years of the establishment of the Supreme Court. The 2-day conference organized by the Supreme Court will feature 5 sessions on district judiciary issues, including infrastructure, inclusive courtrooms, judicial security, case management and training. The Chief Justice of India, Union Minister for Law and Justice and the Attorney General will also participate in the inaugural program. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister Champai Soren joined the BJP at a function in Ranchi yesterday. The son of the former Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader Babulal Soren also joined the party. Senior BJP leaders including Babulal Marandi, Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Himanta Biswa Sarma were also present at the event. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Champai Soren asserted that he has joined the BJP to save tribal identity and existence, which is at stake in the state's Santhal Pargana region due to rampant infiltration from Bangladesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to Brunei and Singapore beginning Tuesday. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Prime Minister Modi will visit Brunei Darussalam on the 3rd of next month at the invitation of the Sultan of Brunei, Haji Hassanal Bolkiah. Mr. Jaiswal said that this will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to that country. Mr. Jaiswal informed that on the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will reach Singapore on Wednesday at the invitation of the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong. India, Maldives, Mauritius and Sri Lanka have signed the charter and an MOU for the establishment of the Colombo Security Conclave, CSC Secretariat, in Colombo to address security and stability challenges in the Indian Ocean region. The signing ceremony was hosted in Colombo by the Government of Sri Lanka. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and the representatives of the Maldives, Mauritius and Sri Lanka signed the documents yesterday on behalf of the respective member states. Speaking on the occasion, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval emphasized the importance of the Colombo Security Conclave in addressing traditional, non-traditional and emerging hybrid security challenges. He highlighted the need for sustained regional cooperation across various security pillars. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a warning that Cyclone Asna, a deep depression over the Arabian Sea causing heavy rains in Gujarat, is likely to move west-northwest over the northeast Arabian Sea and away from the Indian coast during the next 24 hours. The regions of Kutch in Gujarat received heavy rainfall during the last 24 hours. At the Paralympic Games in Paris, India's medal hopes continue to rest on the shooters on day 3 today. Parashuttlers and archers are also set to compete in what promises to be another thrilling day of action. In shooting, Swaroop Mahavir Unhalkar will compete in qualification round of men's 10-meter air rifle standing SH1, while Rubina Francis will play in qualification in women's 10-meter air pistol SH1 this afternoon. In javelin throw athletics, Praveen Kumar will eye to clinch a podium finish in F57 final event tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.